Jerry Bader Show forecast for the metropolitan New York area for Sunday. Cloudy, high 46, low of 26, rain chance 10%. Oh, did they luck out? Did they luck out? If that's actually what happens and it's a dry track, that's actually perfect football weather for the players. The artsy-fartsy people who pay ridiculous money to be at the Super Bowl, not so much. Although even then, that's not bad. Of course, I'm from Wisconsin. Sitting in 46-degree weather without any appreciable wind? Yeah, I could do that right now. You're right, Jason. I could do that right now. Want to update a story that we have talked a lot about. It's gone national. Other shows have talked about it. And it is the story of the teacher in the Middleton Cross Plains School District. Watch porn at school. Probably a lot more than you want to know about it. And I'll get to that in just a minute. However, received a very good email as we were finishing up the topic on the Government Accountability Board. A listener points something out. When you look at the black ops that the Government Accountability Board really is, they can launch these investigations. They can spend unlimited money, unaccountable to anyone. The episode that we chronicled for you, where it appears possible that a GAB staffer or a friend of a staffer sent a trashy liberal email to a conservative PAC after they filed their paper. Why doesn't Scott Walker and Republican, why don't they do something about this? Now, you know why? For the same reason that Governor Walker wasn't assertive enough with the Act 10 protesters, he never wants to look dictatorial or draconian in silencing the opposition. But it's so easy to see here how the GEP is completely out of control. And Republicans and the governor need to revisit this and rein it in. It's a de facto arm of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. It is acting on their interests. It's loaded with liberals. We know that. Clean it up. It is ridiculous that we have something that's supposed to be a government agency that's fighting almost, not almost, fighting exclusively for one side. Where are Republicans in Wisconsin on the Government Accountability Board? They know this is going on. They know what a sham it is. Where are they? Now, speaking of a sham, on to this. Wisconsin Reporter has the report that led to the initial termination and then reinstatement of a Middleton Cross Plains school teacher, middle school teacher, who viewed porn at work and shared it with others. It has been 4 years since the stuff was found. There are still teachers defending him, and they have some online posts from teachers. It wasn't so bad, some have said, not much worse than a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, others have declared. I viewed the porn, and it was nothing worse than what one would see in a Playboy magazine, SF Veronica writes, offering her thoughts on a recent Wisconsin Reporter story and a suburban Madison saga that's gone national. But SF Veronica isn't likely to find in the pages of Playboy photographs that rival the hardcore pornography. And I'm going to stop here. I'm about to share some pretty graphic content. So I will give the 10 count. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So if you're still here and you don't want to hear this, just do something for a little while and then come back. Turn it down and I'll shout really loud when I'm done. I don't know if that'll work. All right. But SF Veronica isn't likely to find in pages of Playboy photographs that the rival the hardcore pornography of Lucky Midget. A short video, ironically enough. Well, unintended pun. I'm sure MD Kittle did not intend that. A short video featuring clips of a dwarf engaged in multiple sex acts with multiple female partners. Hence the title, Lucky Midget. As I said, this is graphic. but I want you to know what he saw and was sharing. And as scantily clad as SI swimsuit models may be, the magazine has yet to feature women in Brazilian thong bikinis fully exposing their genitalia. Such images are among the 23 emails containing sexually explicit content that Harris received from his sister during a 14-month period. By the way, if you're wondering how it got through the filter, he didn't access it online. His sister sent it to him, and he shared it via email that ended with his dismissal after an investigation in 2010. Among the other sexual materials Harris received and sometimes shared with fellow teachers in his Glacier Creek Middle School classroom included seven images of naked women exposing their breasts and genitalia and a slideshow video flashing images of beer and topless women set to the music of a song called Something and Beer. Starts with T and ends with S. Bleeps and Beer. Many of the subject lines alerted Harris to what he was about to open, boldly marked as XXX or adult content. According to the district's investigation, Harris was no helpless recipient of the pornographic content. Gotta love ya, he responded to his sister when he got the midget video. Wow. I just want you to know. So some of this is graphic. Wow, those are bizarre nips, he said in a response. This is stunning to me. To another series of images. Wow, happy Easter Monday to me, Harris declared after he received the lucky midget video. Harris acknowledged having received on school time scores of sexual or other content that would have been deemed a violation of the district's acceptable use policy during the previous 9 years. He had shown sexual images to his fellow team members, that's what the other teachers are called, in his teaching block. The female teachers that made up what Harris had deemed a close-knit group, according to the investigation, apparently nobody complained. Harris, according to some of his fellow teachers at the time, was a nice guy, great teacher. Descriptors that some of his former students have used, too. Harris's performance evaluations have been generally positive, with no ongoing concerns related to performance, according to the district's assessment. Not everybody was amused by Harris's sense of humor. Kristen Davis, a seventh grade social studies teacher at Glacier Creek at the time and a longtime member of Harris's block, complained to the principal in October 2009 about a sexually explicit image Harris had shown her and other team members at a meeting in Harris's classroom, 9:25 a.m. on a school day. The picture shows a woman lying face down on the grass with her legs open and genitalia exposed with a multicolored target painted around her genitalia. The arbitrator who gave this loser his job back would later describe that as a woman with a target painted on her butt. Come on. And I don't have time to read the whole thing to you, but that's what the arbitrator took all of this stuff and just watered it down. And this teacher that complained was targeted by Harris and others. This is incredible. This is incredible. That this guy got his job back, that the arbitrator got his job back, and courts upheld that. By the way, this is critical. What this does show, under Act 10, when these contracts are gone, under Act 10, these people can now be fired summarily, as they should be. Jason, if someone behaved that way in this building, how long would they last? I would say the day that this behavior was discovered. They would be gone. They would be gone. Act 10 now allows school districts to fire that type of teacher. And then Dan Bice of the Milwaukee Journal and Sentinel, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Dan Bice does a column saying, well, you know, when Scott Walker asked the State Department of Public Instruction to revoke this guy's teaching license, you know, an aide in his office, Julie Lund, she asked him to do that. And that kind of stinks because Julie Lund apparently is a parent at the school. Dan, are you nuts? I mean, he does some good things sometimes, to be honest. But Dan, are you nuts? Even if Julie Lund did ask him to, which it doesn't appear that she did, other parents complain. Even she's a parent at that school. She works in the governor's office, so she can't point out this. Really? She can't be both an employee and a concerned parent? Really? You worry about that? You worry about that when this is what this guy was doing? I don't know what to say about that. I don't know. I'm not going to say that on the air. It's an interesting question. I don't know what to say about that. Well, I guess I can say this. What kind of relationship does this guy have with his sister? What kind of sister sends their brother porn? That actually is a really good question, isn't it? Okay. With knowing what you know now, would you want your student in this school, now let me finish, in this school, whether in his class or not, would you want your student in a school where this guy teaches? I think the answer should be no. And others did look at it. And what it shows is there was a bizarre culture. Now, he was obviously the instigator and the ringleader. That's why he was fired. That's why he was singled out for termination. Well, yeah, it's sexual harassment. That's another thing. But apparently, except for the one teacher who finally outed this, and good for her, by the way, but these other female teachers, why wouldn't they complain about this? Were they intimidated by this guy? I don't know. But it's possible because the teacher that did out it, she did come under, they did, in my opinion, harass and intimidate her. You can't assume this isn't happening at your school. Now, I'm not trying to say all teachers do this. I'm not trying to say most teachers do this. I'm not trying to say more than 1 or 2% of teachers do this. The point is, under the old system, you couldn't do squat about it. This is why Act 10, if for no other reason, and it is important for any number of other reasons, was so important. So you can fire their butts right away. People who want to be treated like professionals as doctors and lawyers shouldn't have that type of union protection. They should be fired. It's 9:47.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.